Exclusive: Liz Cheney, Socialist Democrats Perpetrating a Fraud on the American People. By Sean Moran on March 14, 2019. House Republican Conference Chairwoman Liz Cheney, RY, told Breitbart News Daily in an exclusive interview on Thursday that freshman Democrats who have embraced socialism continue to perpetuate a fraud on the American people. Rep. Cheney, the number three Republican in House GOP leadership, spoke with Breitbart News Daily host Matthew Boyle on a wide-ranging interview, which included Representative Ilhan Omar's DMN, anti-Semitic comments, the Democrats' embrace of infanticide, and many progressive Democrats' embrace of socialism. The House passed a resolution last week that largely condemned hate across most spectrums, however, the bill did not single out Rep. Omar for recent anti-Semitic comments suggesting that House supporters of Israel may have dual loyalties. Cheney, who voted against the bill, chastised Democrats for refusing to single her out by name in the resolution and declining to take her off the powerful House Foreign Affairs Committee. Cheney told Breitbart News Daily, in terms of anti-Semitism, they are protecting Ilhan Omar, it's not just that they're being silent. They're actually protecting her by refusing to take her off the House Foreign Affairs Committee, by refusing to condemn her by name for her repeated anti-Semitic comments. In terms of infanticide, they refused to put a bill on the floor. We asked 17 times now in this Congress to put on the floor that protects babies that are born alive after abortion attempts, and they won't do it. They're standing with the really unbelievable and evil actions you've seen in New York and a couple of other states that passed legislation that allows abortion up to the moment of birth and refusing to protect babies born alive. It's just unbelievable. Rep. Cheney continued, and socialism, we've seen both in their presidential candidates as well as their freshman Democrats and embraced socialism, and it's just an absolute fraud that they're perpetrating on the American people and promising all these tremendous benefits and that the government should be in charge of everybody's health care and give everybody jobs and housing. I mean, it's astonishing how far, how radical, they've become as quickly as they have. It's especially important that we call it anti-Semitism, evil by its name, and that we do it clearly every time it comes up or else becomes normalized in our discourse, and that's really dangerous, the Wyoming Republican added. As a mother of five kids, I cannot believe that I even have to have this discussion, that we're even to the point now in our country where you have to defend babies who are born alive. You have one party, the Democrats, who won't allow legislation to come to the floor to protect those babies, Cheney said. This is not a hypothetical situation, as you pointed out. The governor of Virginia, in really cold, clinical, terrible terms, describing what would happen, where parents would have the ability to make a decision to not keep their baby alive after their baby is born. House Republicans continue to push for the House to vote on legislation, the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. However, Democrats have stopped Republicans from allowing unanimous consent for the bill to be brought to the House floor for a vote. Cheney told Boyle that they have an alternative method, known as a discharge petition, which would allow for the bill to be voted on if it were to receive the signatures of 218 members of the House, which serves as a majority of the House. Cheney said, "So we're going to continue our efforts to get the Democrats to bring the bill up." Steve Scalise and Ann Wagner have also got a bill. It's the same bill, but they have a process underway to get a discharge petition, which is another method we have to basically free a bill up and bring it to the floor immediately. So that process is going on at the same time, and then just making sure that the American people recognize this is when the Democrats are saying that they're for the people. That's wrong from so many perspectives, but especially for the babies, they're not for saving lives. The House Republican Conference chairwoman then said that many freshman Democrats flipped their districts red by appealing to their moderate constituents, and that they may have trouble in future elections if they continue to block the pro-life legislation. Cheney explained, "There are a number of Democrats that were elected in seats where they defeated Republicans in 2018, and those are voters that Democrats represent who are moderate. They are not radical, they weren't voting for socialism. And I think those members really need to think about who they're representing, and many of them, all of them I imagine, promised that they weren't going to do Nancy Pelosi's bidding. And I think they need to walk the walk on that, and so far we haven't seen it." Rep. Cheney also said that Americans need to remind people of how socialism is a fraud. "We know that the American people recognize that's just a failed system. Everywhere it's been tried throughout history it leads to devastation," Cheney added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.